From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the NATO-Russian Council meets. Officials from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But, he said, NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements, and that Wednesday's meeting did not change that.
NATO allies made clear that they stand firm in their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Allies do not recognize Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with leaders from France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting. The meeting is expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The United Nations Refugee Agency is confirming reports that as many as 500 people may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean Sea. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
We have been able to speak to 41 survivors of an incident that, if it's confirmed, would be one of the worst tragedies in the Mediterranean in the last 12 months. Perhaps as many as 500 people drowned.
The incident reportedly happened April 8th. Military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told Pentagon reporters Russian and Iranian forces are gathering around the Syrian city of Aleppo. He says it appears to be the beginning of a push to shore up the government of President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. officials say Russian aircraft, helicopters, and troops have been moving toward Aleppo over the past several weeks. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama and Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour meeting in Riyadh Wednesday. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have recently seen rising tensions over differing approaches to Iran and the fight against terrorism. The meeting came a day before the United States and some Arab nations planned to attend a summit of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are turning their attention to presidential primary elections taking place in five states next week. Both candidates were big winners in Tuesday's New York primary. Elaine Kamark of the Brookings Institution says Republican Trump has not yet wrapped up the nomination.
Donald Trump is still somewhat away from getting the magic number. And there's some indication that people may want to try and stop him at the convention. And so that might be a little bit more contentious.
In the U.S. presidential race, the next key date is April 26th. That's next Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic primaries in five states: Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. A picture of 19th century black abolitionist Harriet Tubman will replace that of Andrew Jackson on the American $20 bill. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew made the confirmation of that Wednesday. He did not indicate when the new bill would be in circulation. One local and two state employees are facing criminal charges stemming from the water crisis that continues to plague the Midwestern U.S. city of Flint, Michigan. The three were charged Wednesday with evidence tampering and several other felonies and misdemeanors. Other charges may be filed as the investigation by the Michigan Attorney General's office continues. Here is Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder.
And one of the things we clearly want to pursue is the truth. The citizens of Michigan deserve it. The citizens of Flint deserve it. We've been fully cooperating with this investigation and will continue to do so. We'll pursue any wrongdoing and hold people accountable.
Almost 18 months ago, officials switched Flint's water source and residents began drinking and bathing with water tainted with toxic lead. Flint has been under a state of emergency for months while residents use filters and bottled water. Israeli police announced Wednesday the arrests of six members of what they call a Jewish terror cell, allegedly responsible for attacking Palestinians. The suspects are settlers from the West Bank. Shin Bet security agents say they include two minors and an Israeli soldier. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.